One, two, three.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Friday.
A little splish splash in this morning.
And then a splish splash.
It seemed appropriate. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? Splish splashing in my studio with me is the one and only New York Sea Grant Coastal Recreation and Tourism Specialist. Fit that on a business card, Dave White. Good morning.
Good morning. I like that splish splash. We go from the national anthem to splish splash. We're all sitting here. First, we're singing the national anthem, and then we're splishing and splashing.
Well, you know, we got to keep you on your toes here.
I'm loving it. It's great. It's always good to be with you guys.
Yes, absolutely. We got to keep it entertaining. So, good morning. Welcome back to the studio.
Always good to be here, especially on a great day. I didn't drive through any snow.
Oh, my goodness.
Good. The grass, the trees are budding. Could it be any better?
I mean, do you have any pull with, like, the weather kind of thing? Because, you know, what we just went through, that was a little BS, if I'm allowed to say that.
I'm going to get myself
bad
in
snow.
Trouble by saying this, but it's Mother Nature. And I live with three women, and I work with three women. And
uh-oh.
I know my place in life. And no, I do not have any pull whatsoever with any of them. So let's be serious.
Yeah, well, she just, you know, she had a mood swing. And it's hard to think that we're talking about, you know, anything coastal or waterways at this time when literally the snow is still melting outside. But good weather is coming.
Good weather is coming. It's sprinter, and this is the time we really think about all those changes from winter to spring, and then, you know, we're going to quickly go from spring to summer. So it is the time to be thinking about it because we got to be planning for it. And, you know, one of the things that we have kicked around and talked about is the opportunity for folks to get job in the marine industry.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's one of those things that a lot of folks don't think about.
Right.
You know, and you know, I love it when we refer to them as the marine trade industry. You know, and as folks drive by the local marina, boat launch ramp, sails, boat service, all those things, they are screaming as loud as anyone for folks to join them in the industry. It wants to get employed. And there are just a great number of full-time, well-paying, good benefit jobs in the industry that they're screaming for.
So there, you know, you think a lot of people looking for employment right now, and everybody, of course, it seems like most businesses are. You see help wanted signs everywhere. But like you said, you don't really think about, you know, the marine industry. So what are some positions that people could potentially see a need for?
Yeah, in it really goes back to a mindset, and a lot of folks will drive by and think, oh, that's just a six-month business. These are year-round businesses with year-round employees, so it has to be a mind change for a lot of us to be thinking about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at some of the basics. You know, you think about boat sales. You're selling a product. So folks that have, you know, they've come out of, you know, high school with, you know, focus on business, or they're coming out of one of our great BOCES centers or our tech centers with some of the technical knowledge. Two-year college folks that, you know, are looking to get into, you know, oh, I'd like to sell cars or maybe RV. Boats are the same thing. You're selling a great product.
Right.
You know, and the nice thing I like about it is if people are buying a boat, they're in a really good mood.
Yeah, usually
they are. So, you know, it's an exciting opportunity. So you can think boats. Sales, boat service. You know, again, you know, our BOCES centers up here in the North Country just, you know, are putting out great folks that have auto tech, electronics, hydrology, all those skills that you would need in the marine industry. They're
mm-hmm.
getting right here in the North Country from our community colleges,
right.
From our BOCES centers, from our high school programs, be able to walk in the door and really provide some of those key skills on the service side. And then when you get to the waterfront, if you're on a waterfront marina, I mean, many of these are full service marinas that are on the water, and you know they need folks out on the docks, gas attendants. So you know people that are thinking summer job, you know, high school, college, and then working into full time. It is a great place to work. It is a great place to be. And you know the nice thing I like to say, unless somebody's boat's broken down, they're usually pretty happy to be
yes.
with you. So you know, it's a happy place to be. You know, in the North Country with the great water resources that we have.
Right. And we like to joke around here that the river folk are a different kind of people, but I think that's just because they're happy. They figured it out.
Oh, I like that. I like that. A lot of times when people say river folk are different, that's not the direction they
go. No. I think it's just because they're happy. They've got it figured out.
Yeah, you know, and we all can be river and lake folk.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and even, you know, selling kayaks, canoes to folks, getting them out there on the water. So it is really a great opportunity. And, you know, as I've been chatting with folks about this to raise awareness about the opportunity with all our good friends up here in the Boating Industry Association that are working on the waterfront. Whether you're coming into it a canoe kayak or, you know, you're working with some of our great folks up here on some, you know, nice, you know, runabouts, some nice cabin cruisers, sailboats. It's just a great opportunity to be working in this industry. And, you know, if a lot of folks just take that moment to sit back for a minute and think, you know, do I have a skill set for that? Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are going to say, well, yeah, I really do have that kind of skill set that they would be looking for. And, you know, because of where we live, I would say, you know, people listening to us within 10 miles of your house, there is probably a marine service dealer, boat sales service, marina, waterfront, whatever it might be, that if you walked into them today and say, hey, I'm really thinking about this as a career choice in a direction. Number one, they're going to be really glad to see you. Take your resume. Have a chat with them. My guess is if they say, I don't have anything for you today, but hey, my neighbor down the street does. Hey, why don't you go over to, you know, Clayton Marina? Hey, why don't you go over to Henderson Harbor Marina? They might have something for you. So, you know, we think about all these areas, you know, and many of them also have swimming pools. So they need lifeguards for the summer.
Right.
They have restaurants. Right. They need all the folks that would work in a restaurant. So, you know, when you think of the breadth and depth of the industry, and we are talking good paying, you know, year-round solid jobs for
sure.
Right here in the North Country to take advantage of and be a part of.
So this is, I mean, and this is from entry level right up to skilled. This is at any stage that you may be at in life. There is potentially something there for you.
Absolutely. And if you're bringing that base skill in, they're going to then work with you depending on the facility you're at to get additional training, you know, maybe in, you know, Mercury Marine, Yamaha Marine. You know, they're going to get you OSHA training to run a forklift that you're now carrying, you know, a 30-foot boat, you know, from a dry stack storage into the water. You're running a multi-ton lift to move boats around the yard. And they're going to get you all that training that you need to be a part of that. You know, they'll send you off to school if you
need that
additional training. But, you know, I'm a product of BOCES and two-year college as well as 4 years. So I know the kind of skill sets those folks come out with, and they are so needed right now in the marine industry. It's just a great opportunity that, you know, I think a lot of folks just haven't thought about because they always think it's just, you know, seasonal. And the season is busy, but the season now is for season.
Well, and I feel like the, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not, you know, as invested as in it as you are, but I feel like the marine industry is kind of one of those fields where you can come in with a skill set and you know, education, but it kind of is one of those where experience bodes just as well as you grow in the marine industry. Like, experience is going to come in and play a huge factor as well when you're dealing, you know, on the water type thing.
Absolutely. You know, the experience you bring, some of the, you know, the credentialing that you have coming in.
Or what you learn even in that industry.
Oh, absolutely. What you learn while you're there, you know, but also this is a great if someone's looking to, you know, second career. You know, opportunity.
Sure.
Because,
sure.
You know, a lot of folks, especially, again, our BOCES community colleges are running those evening classes, some of the technical programs. So, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, that second career or I'm looking to change, this is a great opportunity to be thinking about. And they will. And you know, the other reason that they're going to do, you know, good wages, good benefits is they want to keep you. Because if they do that training and get you that experience, they're going to want to keep you at their facility with them.
Right.
And you're going to be doing boat shows. You're going to be doing on-the-water events. You know, you're going to be doing, you know, in shop service, you know, in floor sales, you know, depending on the aspect that you want to look at. And, you know, you think about most inboard outboard engines, most people don't realize the inboard part of an inboard outboard engine is an automotive based engine.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, just
mechanical.
It's another one of those things. And, you know, to moms and dads, I also say it, and I've said it my entire career, you know, having worked in a BOCES as well, is, you know, these kind of jobs are what are out there for the kids. And it's an area that you need to be thinking about a little differently because it's not the mom and pop that a lot of us grew up thinking about. And these are solid business and solid industries that are year-round, full-time, and are really looking for, you know, especially local folks to come in because they can bring the, you know, the local, you know, if they've got a boater coming in, hey, where should I go? What's a good place to go for lunch or for dinner?
Right.
Because this is also, you know, hospitality, you know, 101. You know, they're the front door to many people coming into the area. If they're coming through Lake Ontario or the St. Lawrence River, you know, there may be a transient boater. You know, so, you know, having that local knowledge also is just absolutely key about, hey, this is a great restaurant. You know, my sister works down there. Tell her I sent you. I mean,
right.
Those kind of things mean so much to people.
Well, and that's, to me, that's, and I've said that before on the show, it's such a huge asset to, not only that we have such beautiful resources here to take advantage of, but to know where to go. And something that, you know, I've talked about, like with mm-hmm. Fort Drum and the outside communities, hooking up with a local, not literally hooking up, but you know what I mean.
Introducing. Oh, Brian just raised his eyes like I did mine. Okay, yep, we're going to pass on that one.
not literally, but, you know, introducing yourself into the local community to find out where to go to enjoy the resources that we do have here that not everybody may know about.
Absolutely. And that's when they find out, hey, the restaurant's open year round. I can come back up here in the off season, quote unquote, you know, and take advantage of these great opportunities we have
right.
in the shoulder season. I mean, to me, boating is really ice out to, you know, ice on. It's really changed that opportunity. And so, you know, getting folks out on the waterfront that are working with these folks that can provide them with that information, you know, and it's, again, it's an industry that a lot of folks haven't thought about that, you know, want to stay in the North Country. I love it up here. It's a part of who I am. You know, as you were talking earlier about, you know, what are people going to remember, you know, 20, 30 years from now?
You caught that, did you?
You know, you know what they're going to remember? They're going to remember being on Lake Ontario or the St.
Yes.
Lawrence River or the Black River.
The good things.
The good things. And if they don't have a memory yet, here's a great way to find some.
There you go.
And be part of making those memories with folks. So
absolutely.
It's a great opportunity. It's something that I encourage folks to think about. And feel free, just, you know, stop in one of the businesses. They're going to say, you know, glad you're here. What can we do to work together? You know, and if not that business, there's probably another one down the street that would be really interested in having folks come by.
So now, you know, we saw a kind of an uptick in interest in you know, water activity and boating because of the pandemic, really. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't really a whole lot you could do other than be outside. And so, you know, the water mm-hmm. afforded a great opportunity to do that. Do you think that that will be consistent again this year? Do you think we'll still see a lot of that activity going on, or as things start to kind of open up, will it start to go back to normal?
I'm hoping it's a new normal for folks, because I think getting people in our part of the world out on the water is just a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have water resources here that no one else has.
Right.
You cannot find any place like the Black River or the St. Lawrence River.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm a fan, as you well know. So, you know, I think that we're going to continue to see it stay at least at that level for several years. You know, will it level off a little bit? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of folks that got into boating got in and said, wow, I've been missing out.
Right.
You know, what a great
right.
opportunity. Or they've come back to it. They maybe grew up with it up here, and they've come back into it. And paddle sports has become huge, as we all know. And to me, paddle sports is that real entry into it. And whether they ever move beyond it, you know, being able to, you know, throw the kayak, canoe, paddleboard in the back of your car. And, you know, as you've heard me say before, I mean, you can get an inflatable kayak or paddleboard, and it'll fit in the front trunk of a Volkswagen.
Yes.
And I just
yes.
aged myself by saying that, Brian. Does JJ know what I'm talking about, Brian, or do we have to educate her about the front? There we go.
I do know what you're talking about, actually.
You know, you could drive a Volkswagen and put a paddleboard or kayak in the front trunk,
mm-hmm.
which gives you access to all of our water resources. So,
yes.
you know, those kind of newer technologies, you know, have really opened up our waterways to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, the industry that's there to support it, because, you know, somebody's got to be out there helping you understand kayaking and paddleboarding
right,
and canoeing.
Right.
So, you know, it's all a part of it, regardless of where people are coming into it. But, you know, the folks that are on the front line with the jobs are helping those folks get into it. It's going to continue to grow at least for a couple years, but I see where we're at now really staying for a long time, because I think people are really enjoying resources that they've become renewed with.
Well, you know, I'm a huge kayaker. I love the water here, so I'm super excited to hear you say that. And like you said, it's a beautiful area. It really is. And so I am a water lover for life up here. But now, so anybody interested in getting into this industry, where are some of the places they could maybe find more information, or, you know, potential job leads if they're not comfortable stopping in maybe somewhere?
Yeah, you know, you can use your usual search engine of, you know, whichever job board that you like to go on. Many of them are posted there. But also the Boating Industry Association, which represents many of the facilities in the North Country as well. You can go on their website. You can do a search as to, you know, where are some of the facilities, what different parts of the area, you know, local job listings right here in the North Country. They're taking advantage of those. And for a lot of cases, it may be a drop-by, because mm-hmm. there may be a facility near you that you're thinking, boy, it might be really nice to, you know, stop in and see my friends over at, you know, French Creek, or,
right.
you know, at, you know, RCR Yachts, or some of the other great facilities we have right here here and just, you know, say, you know, I've heard about jobs in this industry and, you know, I'm thinking about it. They would really welcome you in the door. And, you know, I really encourage folks to be thinking about that. But, you know, you can use, you know, what is it, Indeed or, you know,
sure.
And LinkedIn and all those great things that I know nothing about.
you're a word of mouth kind of guy.
I hear a lot about. But, you know, so use your favorite, you know, your favorite search engine to find what might be out there for you.
Perfect. So lots of opportunities. The weather is, keep our fingers crossed, getting nicer.
Well, it's getting nicer, but as soon as you have ice out, they're putting boats in. So,
sure.
You know, our marine boatyards, you know, in the North Country have been busy, you know, for the last few weeks, you know, with the nice weather we've had. I mean, because, you know, if you've got a yard, you got 100 boats in, everybody wants them in at the first great sunny day.
Sure,
I can
they
get
do.
Out. So they've been busy working, and that's what a lot of folks don't realize is this is not your Memorial Day to Labor Day boating season anymore.
No.
This is year round.
Boats and motorcycles. You see them all, those first few nice days, they're all out.
Oh, you got to get out there. You got to get out there. I mean, I was touring the Southern Shore about 3 weeks ago, and let's see. As I was touring the Southern Shore, Fairhaven Bay, they were launching boats. Port Bay was iced in, and Sodus Bay, the ice was going out. So within
crazy?
An hour, I saw three different ones, but, you know, they were putting boats in on
wherever they could.
That was St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were putting boats
in the water, getting out there, because it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. And the boat was ready to go. So.
Well, and like you said, there's still plenty of opportunities for year-round employment as well in the industry. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Dave, appreciate you coming in. Thank you for the information. As always, looking forward to the beautiful weather and getting back out on the water myself personally. But if you're looking for maybe a different kind of, you know, industry to get into if you're a water lover or not, you might have the skill set and afford you some opportunities there to spread your wings and expand a little bit. So Dave White with the New York Sea Grant, thanks again for coming in.
Always great to be with you. Have a great day.
You too. 753, 50 degrees. You're listening to 790 WTNY AM 94.